AM 1490.
Hits from yesterday and today on your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. As always, our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. Want to welcome you in as tonight we're live at Norwich High School. It's a fun one here as we have the Norwich boys hosting Cooperstown. If there's one thing about this shortened season this year is that we're getting a lot of interesting matchups that we have not seen in the past. And I think this is one of those here tonight with Cooperstown visiting the Norwich boys. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Of course, Butler Auto has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll give you some of the keys to tonight's game. This is an interesting one. And I think there's a lot to be told before we tip off here in just a couple of minutes. Tip will be early, so if you're listening and you were maybe expecting that 7:30 tip, I think we're going to go about 7:20. So spread the word, tipping early here tonight in Norwich. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on the Butler Auto pregame show here on CDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area, and all customers receive garbage totes and recycling bins at no charge. We have all size roll-off containers for construction debris and household cleanouts, and our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7, or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, live from Norwich High School. It's the second game of the year we've done on the radio. Our third game of the year will be on Sunday afternoon. Yes, you heard me right. Sunday afternoon, we will have the Oneonta girls visiting Unitigo. That will be a 2 o'clock tip, so you can check in about 10 minutes early for the Butler Auto pregame show. So, you know, in this shortened season, it's going to be only going into early March. We're doing the best we can to get two, three, maybe four games a week on the radio for you. So we'll hope that you'll be able to join us on WCDO or WCDOsports.com. This Cooperstown boys team is kind of interesting to think back. Of course, state champions 2 years ago. They did lose in sectionals last year, but as I was joking with Coach Lambert when we were talking during pregame here tonight, he goes, well, no one won last year, so right, we're still kind of the reigning state champs. I think technically he's right, because the state tournament got canceled last year. We did not have a new state champion, so the last time a state champ was crowned in New York State in Class C, it was Cooperstown. And I think a lot of people are thinking, boy, Cooperstown has lost some pieces, and what are they going to have this year? But this is, I think, a very talented Cooperstown team. Of course, I think a lot of it centers around the big man, 6'8", John Kennedy, the senior wearing number 42. He's an absolute monster on the inside, and I think we're going to see that here tonight. But when you talk about having a guy like Spencer Lewis back, or Joseph Session, or the player I'm interested to see here tonight that was on the bench last year that couldn't play due to the transfer rule was Chris Crickey. I'm told he's a very good guard and a lefty, so I'm excited to watch these guys tonight come together. For Norwich, I was here the other night. They had a tough loss against Shenango Forks. They rebounded last night with a 71-44 victory over Green. And it was a great night for senior Andrew Mullen. He hit 7 three-pointers for Norwich. So I think the key for Norwich, as I was talking with some of their coaching staff, is they're a smaller team. They're going to have to try to get out and run, play fast. That's where they seem to have the most success. And when I saw them the other night, when they had success against Shenango Forks, it was in spurts like that where they could get into transition and try to get some easy buckets. That's what their game seems to be. But it's a young team. It's a team that is trying to put some things together and learn some things because they lost some big pieces. This is a team that was in the sectional finals last year before losing to Seton Catholic, but some of those guys are very hard to replace. When you talk about a Carson Maynard and a JT Vinyl, some of those guys were so, so key last year. Tommy Flanagan with his three-point shooting. I mean, this was a team that was very, very good a year ago, and I don't want to call them rebuilding right now, but certainly a team that is trying to find their way here in this young season. All right, we're going to take one last break. We'll come back, we'll get you the starting lineups, and we'll get underway between Cooperstown and Norwich here on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and softwoods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists. Twin Valley is located on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood, a division of Quality Hardwoods.
The Franklin Railroad and Community Museum is a proud supporter of Franklin Purple Devils basketball on WCDO. Located on Main Street in Franklin, the museum is open the last Sunday of each month from 1 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Come take a tour of the semi-restored Warwick Railroad car that was built in 1886. You can also browse through various Franklin artifacts, scrapbooks, and yearbooks. Take a trip back in time at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum. Good luck, Franklin basketball, from your friends at the Franklin Railroad and Community Museum.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right, folks, welcome back. I'm Nate Lall tonight on WCDL. Let's get you the starting lineups first for the visiting Cooperstown boys and head coach John Lambert. This is all seniors in the starting lineup, including 10 out of 11 guys on this team are seniors. So this is a big senior group for the Hawkeyes. We have senior number 0, Joe Sensession, also a senior number 3, Spencer Lewis, senior, and the player I'm interested to really see tonight, number 21, Chris Crickey. Senior number 24, Will Weldon, and senior number 42, the big man, John Kennedy. For Norwich and head coach Tom Collier, one of the best coaches in Section 4, love Coach Collier. For his group this year, he has number 1, Torin Lawrence, who's a junior. Senior number 2, Carson Thornton, one of the guys who played a lot of minutes last year. He will be key here tonight as well. Number 3, a senior, Andrew Mullen. A junior number 13, Keegan Franklin. And a junior number 25, Logan Ford. And I don't know what to tell these Norwich guys on the inside. I would say the biggest Norwich player is probably 6'3". So when you are going up against John Kennedy, going to be a tough night. They're just going to have to body up and do their best. We're going to pause for the national anthem, and we'll be right back here on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
This is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. For over 15 years, we've been improving the indoor air quality of people's homes. When you have your air ducts cleaned by our professional truck-mounted vacuum system, you create a cleaner living environment, reduce allergens and irritants, remove unpleasant smells and odors, and improve the airflow efficiency of your furnace. Plus, air duct cleaning will reduce dust in your home, and our disinfectants kill mold, mildew, and viruses. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
We are ready for opening tip here in Norwich. The Norwich boys in the white uniforms tonight, they're the home team with the purple trim. This is Norwich across the front of the chest there. On the other side, it is Cooperstown going left to right. They'll win the opening tip and a missed shot there by Crickey. Cooperstown is in the black uniforms with the orange and the white trim, says Cooperstown in orange lettering across the front of the uniform there. We're going to have an early foul here. Two players collided as they were running down the floor together. I think it was completely inadvertent. They're going to call a foul here on Joe Sensession. Both guys were just kind of setting up for the play and just got a little tangled up there. So Sensession picks up an early foul for Cooperstown. So Norwich will inbound the basketball on the baseline, again going right to left. They'll inbound the ball here to Carson Thornton into the corner for Torin Lawrence. Steps back for a long two and got it. So there's the start that Norwich wanted. Looks like they're going to bring some full court pressure here. Let's see how Cooperstown is able to handle this. Here's Weldon, left side for Spencer Lewis, dumps it to the interior for John Kennedy. Backs down on that left low block, turnaround shot no good, but he is fouled by Logan Ford, and Kennedy will go to the line. And if you're Norwich, that's not what you wanted to see there, is Logan Ford picking up an early foul, because whoever has to guard John Kennedy tonight will certainly have their hands full, as the 6'8" big man tends to own the paint in whatever game he is playing for Cooperstown. So 30 seconds gone, and Norwich leads 2-0. Kennedy steps in, misses the first foul shot here for Cooperstown. I think back, 2 years ago now, down at the Broome County Arena, how important John Kennedy was on that state championship team, especially in the Final Four. He was just great. I had my broadcast partner, Matt Hazard, who's a Cooperstown guy, and we were just in awe of what he was able to do that weekend. Kennedy's second foul shot is no good. Rebound comes out, and he's able to gather that up. And Cooperstown will keep possession here with 7:20 to go in the first quarter. Here's Weldon, gets a screen, goes to the right side. Wants to pass to the top of the key for Lewis, left side here for Sensession. Gets it back out to Crickey, fires up a shot, no good, out of bounds, will stay with the Hawkeyes. So this is the third game of the season for Norwich, the first game of the season for Cooperstown. So we'll see how the Hawkeyes do settle in here tonight. For many of these ball players, it's been a long time since they've been on the court. Hawkeyes will look to get it in. And they'll go to Spencer Lewis. Left-handed dribble goes back out. Weldon with the long three here off the mark. No good. Lewis with a rebound. Stops, pops, wants to fire it up. That's off the side of the rim and no good. Weldon a rebound. Right-handed layup won't go. Kennedy finally cleans it up. He's got his second rebound of the game and his first basket right there. Boy, Cooperstown just got about five or six in a row on the glass to keep that possession alive. And now they get a steal at midcourt. And Cooperstown will have the ball once again. We're tied 2-2. Lewis with a straightaway three off the mark. And a rebound for Norwich. 6:40 to go, first quarter. We're tied 2-2. Norwich with the basketball into the paint here for Keegan Franklin. Out now for Ford. Wants a long three and hits it. Good look there from Logan Ford. Foot must have just been behind the line. It was tough to tell from my angle here. The Zebras say it's a three-point ball, so Norwich leads 5-2 with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. Right wing side now for the Hawkeyes. The look to go to the interior for Kennedy went through his hands. Was it tipped? No, they'll say it was last touch by Kennedy. And so Norwich is going to get the ball back with 6:12 to go in the first quarter. I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO, and hope you got a chance to tune in for the Butler Auto tip-off show as well. So Norwich with the basketball, they'll come streaking across midcourt. Carson Thornton tried a little underhand shovel into the corner for Ford, but it was punched out of bounds. And Norwich will hold on to possession here with Torin Lawrence. Norwich leading Cooperstown 5-2 here tonight at Norwich High School. 6:05 to go in this first quarter, and Norwich will look to get it in, and they'll go to Thornton. Thornton in the front court here. Works one into the corner for Mullen, left side. His three ball hit the front of the rim, no good. Torin Lawrence, probably the shortest guy on the floor, comes up with the rebound for Norwich. And they'll get a fresh possession here with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Again, Norwich leading Cooperstown 5-2. And here is Andrew Mullen. Again, hit seven threes in the game last night. Blocked there by Kennedy as they tried to force it up. Loose ball, though, somehow stays into the hands of Norwich. Here is Torin Lawrence. Wants to get into the paint, flips one over, finds Mullen, pump fakes. Works one back to the top of the key now for Carson Thornton. 25 on the shot clock, but it was stolen here by Cooperstown. A long pass ahead. They were trying for that home run ball to Spencer Lewis. Rolls out of bounds and back to Norwich. Right now I think it's Cooperstown just trying to get into the flow of the game here. Again, they just, with their board approval, have the pretty much the minimum number of practices that they needed to get to this ball game here tonight. Everybody trying to just cram everything in with this shortened season this year, as these games will have to be completed in early March. So every night of practice and games is very critical for these teams. Here is Norwich with the basketball. A little spin move taking it to the bucket there was Logan Ford. It was knocked out of bounds after he missed that shot, and they're going to say it was last touch by Norwich, so Cooperstown will get it back with 5:13 to go in the first quarter, and Norwich leading 5-2. Cooperstown will get it in. Norwich coming with that full court pressure on the man-to-man. Lewis in the backcourt, dribbles behind the back, gets a screen from Kennedy right on the purple tornado logo at midcourt, and works it now for Weldon. Weldon to the top of the key, works it for Alex Hage. Hage down low, back up to Weldon, top of the key, resetting. So we come up on 15 on the shot clock. Weldon at midcourt, wants a screen from Sensation. Leaves one off for Lewis. Lewis at the foul line, pull-up jumper off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound Sensation. We're going to have a whistle, a foul underneath. It's going to be on Sensation, so that's his second. He's going to have to go to the bench. And Chris Crickey will come back in for Cooperstown. That's tough because Sensation got that early one, which really just kind of looked like tangled up legs. And then he picks up that second one right there, so he's going to be on the bench for a while, I'm sure, for protection. 4:40 to go in the first quarter, and it's a 5-2 game. Norwich on top of Cooperstown here in this boys' contest tonight, live from Norwich High School. Here is Logan Ford. Leaves one off for Mullen. Steps back, wants a three, and hits it. Andrew Mullen from downtown, his first bucket of the game, and Norwich leads 8-2 with 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Here is Weldon across midcourt. Weldon at the top of the key now, here for Cooperstown. Trying to set up the offense. Cooperstown's still trying to find their groove here in the early going. We are going to have a foul on Norwich. Let's see who this one is on. Our team foul situation, 2 for Cooperstown and now 2 for Norwich. Foul is going to be there on Andrew Mullen, his second. And so Mullen's going to have to go to the bench. And Norwich will come in here with Lex Janute. With 4:10 to go in this first quarter, Cooperstown will look to get it in. Bodies tangled up there on that stack play on the inbounds. And now on the baseline, they'll try to work it inside for Kennedy. Lost control of it, but Cooperstown will hold on to possession. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Weldon now will get into the paint. We'll dish one off for Lewis. And Spencer Lewis down low for Kennedy. Little turnaround baby hook is good for Kennedy. He's got 4 points, and it's Norwich 8, Cooperstown 4, with 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Carson Thornton at the top of the key now for Norwich, looking to set up shop. And we'll go for Janute on the far side. Again, Norwich going right to left here in the white uniforms with the purple trim. Cooperstown is in the black with the orange trim. So backing it out here is Torin Lawrence. Lawrence will walk over to the left side of the floor. Norwich slowing it down a little bit more here tonight. Now he's going to try to take it to the rim. Torin Lawrence was a little off balance there as he was running into the 6'8" big man in John Kennedy. And now here's Lawrence again. Lost control of it, but somehow got it back. We'll shovel one up to Thornton at the top of the key. With 3 minutes to go in this first quarter, Norwich again taking a much more deliberate, it looks like, approach to slowing down the offense tonight compared to the other night against Shenango Forks. Top of the key now for Lawrence. Lawrence to the right side, into the paint again. Leaves one off for Keegan Franklin. Tries to take it to the rim, up off the glass and in. And a nice bucket there for Keegan Franklin. Took it right at John Kennedy and was able to finish with 2:35 to go in the first quarter. And it's Norwich leading Cooperstown 10-4. With 2.5 to go in this first quarter. Again, I've said it a couple of times, I think Cooperstown not having a game, trying to find their rhythm here in the early part of the season. Here's Lewis with an off-balance two. Out of bounds it goes, and it's going to go back to Norwich. Now checking into the ball game here for Cooperstown. Coming out of the ball game, I should say. I think Crickey is going. Yeah, Crickey's coming back in, and Weldon will go to the bench for Cooperstown. With 2:20 to go first quarter, I'm Nate Lowell. Thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO, as Eli Craddock will come in. Logan Ford is going to get a breather. So Norwich across midcourt. Here is Torin Lawrence. Gets into the paint. Floating jumper is good for Torin Lawrence. And now Cooperstown will inbound the basketball. Norwich still coming with that pressure with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Back the other way here for Cooperstown. A pull-up jumper is good there for Alex Hage. And that cuts it back to a six-point ball game. Norwich 12, Cooperstown 6. With 1:50 to go in the first quarter. Ball down low on the left low block. It was knocked out of the hands there as he was looking for a pass. That was Eli Craddock. And so Norwich will hold on to possession here and will inbound it on the baseline. Big thanks to Jim Tomeo. He is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Big thank you to Jim. As Norwich will inbound the basketball, pull-up jumper here from the foul line from Eli Craddock is good. And Norwich leading Cooperstown 14-6 with a minute 40 to go in the first quarter. Here is Cooperstown with the basketball again, going left to right in the black with the orange trim. Here is Cricky at the top of the key, the lefty, good. And that's going to be a long two there for Cricky. And that means it is Norwich 14, Cooperstown 8. And Norwich quickly in transition this time. That's more of the game I'm used to seeing from them as Carson Thornton was shot out of a cannon and went full bore down the court. We'll have a foul. This one will be on Cooperstown and Alex Paulson. So this is going to send Carson Thornton to the line here for the Purple Tornado. So he settles in, and the first shot for Thornton is in and out. With a minute 23 to go in this first quarter, Norwich leading 14-8. And a second shot coming here for Thornton as he will settle in for the Purple Tornado. Shot from the line, up and good for Carson Thornton, his first bucket of the game, and Norwich leads 15-8 over visiting Cooperstown here. First game of the season for the Hawkeyes, third game of the season for Norwich, with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Cooperstown into the corner here with Cricky. Cricky's going to reset the offense with a minute 10 to go in the first quarter. Cricky to the right side, the lefty pull-up jumper, too strong off the back of the iron, and a rebound for Lex Janute of Norwich. Janute quickly down the floor, dishes one off to the right side, pull-up jumper for Norwich, too strong, Cricky a rebound. That shot was from Caleb Turner of Norwich. Cooperstown quickly in transition, back down the floor, Cricky wants another jumper and hits it. Cricky with back-to-back buckets and cuts it to a five-point game, Norwich 15, Cooperstown 10, with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here is Carson Thornton on the right side looking for Janute. Lex Janute. Rolls one off here for Eli Craddock. He got tied up. We'll have a jump ball as Spencer Lewis got his mitts on that one. And the possession arrow is going to keep it with Norwich with 31 seconds to go in the first quarter. And Carson Thornton will be doing the inbounding duties here for the Purple Tornado. Lofts one up to Craddock. Into the right wing corner in front of the Cooperstown bench. Craddock will get it back. Looking for options. Shot clock is at 10. Game clock is at 22. Let's see how aware Thornton is. He goes to Janute, fires up a long three from the right side off the back of the rim. Kennedy with a skying rebound for Cooperstown. 12 seconds left, Cooperstown in transition. Kirky with a long two, no good. Rebound here for Norwich. They're trying to get out with 6 seconds left in transition, and we'll have a foul on Lewis, who was hustling back on defense but reached in there against Keegan Franklin of Norwich. Team foul situation right now. That's 4 on Cooperstown, 2 on Norwich here in this first quarter. 4 seconds left. That'll be the first foul on Spencer Lewis. So Norwich will get it in. They'll find Torin Lawrence. 2 seconds left. He's going to have to fire up a three at the buzzer. Oh, the bank is closed. Rolled around the rim but wouldn't go there for Torin Lawrence. First quarter in the books. Norwich boys leading Cooperstown 15-10. A good one so far, folks. We'll be back on CDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stove pipe and duct work, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Mason. Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Live in Norwich tonight, a big thank you to Norwich Athletic Coordinator Rich Turnbull. He's got me set up courtside here in these times when it's tough to get into a gym. I appreciate all the schools that are allowing us to do these ball games. So a big thank you to Rich Turnbull, their athletic coordinator, and the Norwich Central, or I should say Norwich High School, for allowing us to do this game here tonight. Start of the second quarter, Norwich with a steal right off the bat. They're going to try a long two. Foot was on the line for Eli Craddock. Knocked out of bounds, going to go back to Cooperstown. So 15 seconds gone, second quarter. It is the Norwich boys leading Cooperstown 15-10 here tonight on CDO. Boy, Friday night hoops again in the wintertime. It's hard to beat that, so I hope you're at home enjoying this one wherever you are. Sitting back, relaxing, enjoying some boys high school basketball. We'll talk a little bit more at halftime about all the rules about how these games are being allowed to be played right now. Jump ball as Norwich tried to pass it to the interior. Nice job by Logan Ford to get his hands on that one. As that was Sam Grigoli, who was trying a little turnaround move for the Hawkeyes. He got tied up, and the possession arrow will give it back to Norwich with 7.5 to go here in the second quarter. And Norwich on top of Cooperstown 15-10. I'm Nate Lowe. Appreciate you joining us here tonight on CDO or WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. Torin Lawrence tries to take it to the rim, and Kennedy with the swat out of bounds there. That is, by my count, his third block of the ball game. As that size, that's what he's known to do at 6'8" on the interior for Cooperstown. So Norwich has done a good job taking it right at him, though, trying to do the best that they can and maybe draw some of those fouls on the interior. Lawrence is going to take it right back into the teeth of the defense. His shot is short. Rebound on the floor. Logan Ford somehow comes up with it for the Purple Tornado. Norwich again skips it across the top of the zone and knocked out of bounds off the hands there of Trent Wessels. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter. Cooperstown, again, trying to find that rhythm. We talked a lot about that in the first quarter. They're still in this ball game, despite struggling shooting the basketball here. 15-10 the score. Kennedy takes it down low, and we're going to have a push-off foul on Kennedy as he lowered that arm, trying to create some space on the interior. Boy, I couldn't quite see who it was that he ran over down low. It was one of the Norwich guards, but they just sacrificed the body there, to put it lightly. 6:53 to go in the second quarter. It's Norwich 15 and Cooperstown 10. And so Norwich will inbound the basketball here. And I did see Norwich earlier in the week, and tonight and the other night too. I'm noticing that they Coach Tom Collier is not afraid to rotate guys through. Tonight there has been a little bit of foul trouble in the early going, but you're seeing consistently 7, 8, 9 guys playing here for Norwich at any given time in terms of the rotation. Ball knocked out of bounds. Lawrence couldn't quite hold on to it. Last touched, it looked like, by Spencer Lewis of Cooperstown. With 6:45 to go in the second quarter and a 15-10 lead for Norwich over the Cooperstown boys here tonight at Norwich High School. Norwich with the basketball as they go right to left. Again, they're in the home white uniforms with the purple trim. Cooperstown in the black with the orange trim on the road. A three ball in the corner. Yes, he was behind the line, and that was Torin Lawrence, who has 7 points now to lead this Purple Tornado attack. And Norwich leads 18-10 with 6:20 to go in the second quarter. And here is Cricky to the right side as Norwich goes left to right. Cricky works it to the interior for Kennedy. On the baseline, they'll say he stepped on the line, and it's going to go back to Norwich. And now Andrew Mullen will come back in, and Trent Wessels will head to the bench. Mullen going to play with those two fouls. He's going to have to be smart here for the Purple Tornado. With 6:15 to go in the second quarter, it is Norwich 18, Cooperstown 10. And coming across midcourt is Torin Lawrence. I think he's played very nicely tonight. He's been very composed and is shooting well, dishing the ball well, doing everything you need a guard to do if you are head coach Tom Collier. A floater by Lex Janute dies on the front of the rim, and Kennedy with another rebound. With 5:50 to go in the second quarter, Norwich trying to chip away at this 8-point deficit as Norwich leads 18-10. Taking it to the rim. A shot there from Spencer Lewis is no good. Eli Craddock, a rebound for Norwich. Back in transition. Craddock skips it across the top of the zone. Finds Torin Lawrence for three in the corner. Bang! He got it. Lawrence now with 10 points. And Norwich is ahead 21-10 with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Lewis comes across the midcourt timeline here for Cooperstown. They need a bucket, and they need it badly. They have not scored so far in the second quarter. Lewis finds Cricky on the far side. His shot in and out. Craddock another rebound. Norwich is doing a great job on the glass. Kudos to them. Quickly in transition. Here's Craddock. Steps up for a long two. In and out. Rebound. Loose on the floor. Kennedy gets tied up with Torin Lawrence. Lawrence wins the battle. Kicks it back out for Janute. His shot is too strong. And this time Kennedy wins the battle on the glass. He's got five rebounds so far here tonight. 4:55 to go in the second. And the Norwich boys leading 21-10. Shot straight away from Spencer Lewis is no good. Rebound for Norwich. Ahead, Mullen off the glass and in. And Andrew Mullen now has 5 points. And Coach Lambert has seen enough. He takes a timeout with 4:43 to go in the second quarter. It's the Norwich boys leading Cooperstown 23-10. I'm Nate Lowen. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
4.5 to go in the second quarter. Welcome back. Norwich boys leading 23-10 over visiting Cooperstown. And Cooperstown trying to find their way out of that timeout, taking it to the bucket is Lewis, no good. Kennedy a rebound. He couldn't put the chippy little layup back in. It gets knocked out of bounds, but will stay with Cooperstown. I have Kennedy with 4 points and six boards to lead Cooperstown so far. Chris Cricky with 4 points. On the other side, Torin Lawrence with 10 for Norwich, and Andrew Mullen with 5 to lead the Purple Tornado. Norwich leading at 23-10. Spencer Lewis for Cooperstown, a straightaway three, in and out. A rebound here for Norwich goes to Andrew Mullen, and the Purple Tornado are off to the races. Here is Torin Lawrence. He'll back it out. Again, Norwich going right to left here tonight on their home floor. A very good start here for the Purple Tornado. Top of the key now for Mullen. Mullen dishes one off for Torin Lawrence. Lawrence got stuck in the air there in a tough position and gets stolen away by Lewis. Lewis to Will Weldon. Weldon will work it out. Ball knocked around as Cooperstown tried to get it back to the top of the key to reset the offense. Knocked out of bounds and will stay with the Hawkeyes. 3:50 to go in the second quarter. And Norwich leading 23-10. Thanks for listening tonight, folks. This is only the second game I've done in the short season since it started back up on the radio, so I feel like I'm kind of knocking the rust off as well. So I appreciate you sticking it out with me here tonight. 3:40 to go in the second quarter. Here is Weldon to the left side. Little football handoff. Now to Cricky. Cricky pulls up at the foul line, left it short. Rebound for Hage, knocked away from him, and Norwich will come away with the basketball. I've just been so impressed with Norwich on the glass here tonight. Here is Carson Thornton, takes it into the land of the trees. It was blocked by Kennedy, but we're going to have a foul long before that. I think, yes, it was on Weldon on a push from behind. And so this will send Carson Thornton to the line for Norwich. That's 6 team fouls against Cooperstown and only 2 for Norwich. Here with 3:24 to go before the halftime break. Thornton's first shot at the line is up and good. He has 2 points so far tonight. Thornton saw a lot of time last year with what I would say is that that key core group that Norwich had that made it to the Section 4 Class B finals. And so he's one of the guys that's been a leader on this team so far this year as he goes 2 for 2 at the line, and Norwich leads 25-10. 3:20 to go in the second quarter. And here is Cooperstown. Will Weldon steps through traffic. A nice lefty layup there. Will not go. And another rebound for Norwich. And a travel or a foul? Let's see. Going to be a foul in the backcourt. I maybe thought as he was stopping, Keegan Franklin had shuffled his feet. That's going to be a 1-1 here for Norwich. So foul's going to be on Sensession, his third. I didn't even really see what happened in the backcourt there. Must have been they got him for a little reach-in. And so far, it has just not been Cooperstown's night here tonight on the road with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. And stepping in will be Keegan Franklin at the line. And Franklin's first shot is good. This is night and day for Norwich from the way I saw them play against Forks the other night. It was their first game of the year, so I think they were trying to, you know, knock off the rust. But boy, this looks like a completely different team just 3 days later. And Keegan Franklin goes 2 for 2 at the line. He now has 4 points, and Norwich leads 27-10 with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. And so Cooperstown will inbound the basketball. Norwich still coming with some full court pressure. They'll get it into Kennedy, and now the football handoff to Cricky. Cricky left side will leave it for Hage. Pull up jumper, no good. Another rebound underneath for Keegan Franklin. Now for Thornton on the outlet pass. Ahead for Janute. Running the floor well, up and in for Janute. And Norwich leads 29-10 with 2:50 to go in the second quarter. Here's Cricky across midcourt. And a chest pass now for Weldon. Weldon to the top of the key. We'll pull it over for Cricky. Cricky now will try to dump one off to the far side, almost stolen away there by Carson Thornton with 2:37 to go in this second quarter. And Cooperstown trying to find some answers. Coach Lambert subbing some different players in, looking to find some rhythm with five guys out on the court. Again, 10 out of the 11 players on this Cooperstown team are seniors, so it's going to be a whole new crew next year as well. Lob pass on the inbounds from the far side of the floor to Kennedy. As he went to loft it up, he was fouled. And so John Kennedy will go to the line for Cooperstown. Stay tuned in just a few minutes. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Mirabito has been serving the community since 1927. At Mirabito, our people make energy different. Kennedy, first shot at the line, off the front of the rim, and no good. And again, Cooperstown has not scored in this second quarter. It was 15-10 at the end of the first, and right now it is Norwich leading 29-10 with 2:35 to go in the second quarter. And Kennedy's second shot is good. See, that's the broadcaster's way of getting things going right there. If you say it, the opposite usually will happen. 2.5 to go in this second quarter. And here is Carson Thornton again for Norwich. They put a very good first half here. Torin Lawrence, pull-up jumper, too strong off the back of the rim. Kennedy with a rebound. That's going to be his 7th rebound here unofficially by my count. Foul is going to be on Norwich as Kennedy had the box-out position and Keegan Franklin tried to jump over his back. So that will be the 4th foul on Norwich and the 1st on Keegan Franklin here in the second quarter. More full-court pressure coming from Norwich. Cooperstown will look to get it in. And Spencer Lewis in the backcourt will look to bring it up. Lewis across midcourt will go to the left side, gets a screen. Now we'll dump one off for Will Weldon. Weldon into the purple paint, leaves it for Cricky. Cricky, pull-up jumper. The lefty can't get it to go. Kennedy, a rebound. Muscles his way inside and is fouled. And so Kennedy, I believe, yes, foul was on the floor. They didn't get it as he was going up. So with a 1:58 to go in the second quarter, Cooperstown will be inbounding the basketball here with Cricky on the baseline with 1:58 to go before the halftime break. Cooperstown will work it into Weldon. Weldon now will dribble back out to the left side. Little crossover, finds Lewis, steps back for a long three, in and out. Boy, they just cannot buy a bucket right now. Everything looks good on that shot, it just won't go down. Norwich leading 29-11 with 1:40 to go in the second quarter. Norwich, though, throwing it away. A little miscommunication between Lawrence and Thornton there. And so Cooperstown trying to get a little momentum before they head into the locker room here. Lewis with a push off at midcourt as Thornton has been in his shorts this entire first half. Thornton to the left side, kicks one out for Cricky, went through his hands. He's just able to hold on to it. They'll skip one up to the top of the key for Weldon, passes down low. No. Taken away. Norwich will steal it. Behind the back pass, they find Keegan Franklin. He's fouled from behind with 1:15 to go in the second quarter. And Norwich looking for any opportunity to run here. And it paid off that time with 1:15 to go in the second quarter. And so heading to the line here will be Keegan Franklin. Foul was on Weldon, who was chasing back on defense for the Hawkeyes with 1:15 to go in the second quarter. And so Franklin will settle in here at the line. He's got 4 points so far tonight. His first shot is in and out. I want to give a shout-out to all our listeners on WCDOsports.com, courtesy of SFCU. We also have our game audio archive there. You can click on that tab, and any game that we do this year or in the past from a variety of sports, it's all right there in our game audio archive at WCDOsports.com. Second shot for Keegan Franklin is good, and so Norwich leads 30-11 with a minute 15 to go in the second quarter. Live tonight from Norwich High School, we're glad to have you along as Cooperstown tries to find some rhythm here late in this second quarter. I don't think anyone expected this score on either side. I think everyone thought this would probably be a pretty tight game. Here's Lewis for a straightaway three. He got it. Maybe that's the one that's going to open the floodgates for Spencer Lewis as he hits that shot, and it's 30-14. Carson Thornton back down the floor, tried a floater, missed it, and the rebound rolls out of bounds and will stay with Norwich with 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. Timeout's going to be taken by Cooperstown with the Norwich boys leading Cooperstown here at home 30-14. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. 55 seconds to go in the second quarter here at Norwich High School, and the Norwich boys are leading at visiting Cooperstown 30-14. And this will be Carson Thornton inbounding the basketball to Torin Lawrence for the Purple Tornado. And so Norwich will send it to the right side of the floor. Now they'll reverse it around the top of the world to the left side. Looks like they are going to try to work some clock here. 15 on the shot clock, 40 on the game clock as we get set for the end of the second quarter. Here is Lex Janute, 8 on the shot clock now. Torin Lawrence in front of the Cooperstown bench. He's down to 4 seconds. Let's see if he's aware. Gets into the paint, tosses it up. It's too strong. Kennedy, a rebound. Kennedy with 9 rebounds so far here in the first half. 20 seconds to go in the second quarter. Cooperstown trailing 30-14. On the last possession, Spencer Lewis hit a deep straightaway three. Let's see what he can do here. Lewis gets down low. It was knocked away. Somehow Kennedy gets his mitts on it. We're going to have a whistle underneath. And we'll see what the call is here. I believe it's going to be a foul on Norwich. And yes, it is. That's their 6th foul. And the first one on Torin Lawrence. So 7 seconds to go, second quarter. This would be big. If Coop could get a bucket here, that might help give them some momentum going into the locker room, as it's been a tough first half here for John Lambert's crew. Cooperstown will get it in, and we're going to have a jump ball, and the arrow's going to keep it with Cooperstown. They worked it in on the baseline to Sam Grigoli, but he kind of fumbled the ball and took it down towards his knees, and the Purple Tornado just pounced on it. 5.6 seconds left. Cooperstown gets it in. Grigoli, the jumper won't go. Rebound is going to be for Norwich. We're going to have a foul underneath on the rebound. I believe this is going to be 1-1 here. Yeah, foul's going to be on Norwich. Will be on Ben Corbin. And so this will put John Kennedy at the line with 1.4 seconds left. And so Kennedy with 5 points and 9 rebounds will step in here for the Hawkeyes. First shot for Kennedy, good. So Kennedy now with 6. That makes it 30-15. And the second shot coming for Kennedy. I know this is a part of his game that he has worked very heavily on in the past to try to be as consistent as possible. Second shot for Kennedy, good. That one looked good as well. From the minute it left his hand, Norwich will get it in. A full court heave, and it won't go. And so that is our halftime score. The Norwich boys leading Cooperstown 30-16. We'll be right back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report. And we'll see if we can get some out-of-town scores for you as well. Again, our halftime score here in Norwich. The Norwich boys leading Cooperstown 30-16. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
You wouldn't go to a florist to buy a piano, right? So why would you go to some big box store or some online discount place to buy tires for your car? You know the old saying, you get what you pay for. And you still need to get those tires installed. That's where Sydney Tire comes in. For over 45 years, they've helped folks choose the right tire for their specific driving needs. And their tires are competitively priced. In fact, they welcome inquiries for pricing at their new website, SydneyTireInc.net. That's SydneyTireInc.net. And right now, when you buy four tires, you'll get an alignment for just $35. That's a savings of up to $44. So when it comes to buying tires, why not rely on the people with the word tire in their name? Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828.
Hi, Mike Lang here from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice where you take your vehicle for auto body repair? And I'm proud to say that since 1961, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We provide honest, quality work performed by experienced pros who have over 50 years combined experience. So remember, no matter what the damage, it's your choice. You choose who repairs your vehicle. And if you choose Sydney Auto Body, I personally guarantee your satisfaction. Visit us at 21 Union Street in Sydney or call 563-8200. That's 563-8200.
Consolidate your debt in 2021 with an SFCU Shake Off Your Debt Consolidation Loan. Is high interest credit card debt weighing you down? Do you feel like you're only paying interest and not getting ahead? Do you have several small payments and want to simplify your finances?
Why not talk to SFCU about a debt consolidation loan today?
Debt consolidation loans from SFCU start at 5.99% APR for well-qualified members. Even if your credit isn't perfect, we can generally save you money on your high-interest loans and credit cards.
Debt consolidation loans from SFCU. Shake off your debt today. Apply at any branch location, online at sfcuonline.org or call 877-642-7328.
SFCU. Banking easier. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender. See website for complete details. SFCU. Helping you save money.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Man, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our halftime score of this boys' high school basketball contest here at Norwich High School. It's the Norwich boys leading Cooperstown 30-16, and it's time for the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, of course, brought to you by Morabito, serving the community since 1927. At Morabito, our people make energy different. All right, let's go through our scoring summary here. First for Norwich, 10 points from Torin Lawrence. Very balanced scoring here for Norwich in the first half. 5 from Andrew Mullen, 5 from Keegan Franklin, and then, let's see, 3 from Logan Ford, 2 from Eli Craddock, 2 from Lex Janute. So just scoring by committee tonight for Norwich. That's what it really feels like. Getting out in transition, running, but then also slowing it down, doing the things that they need to do on offense, running through the sets. I'm just impressed. This is a team that in 3 days looks like Tom Collier worked some magic with them. I'm very, very impressed so far. But you never know. With Cooperstown, a team coached by John Lambert, they could easily come out and erase this. So I think we're in for an exciting second half for sure. Cooperstown couldn't throw it in the ocean for a while there here tonight. They are led by John Kennedy with 7 points, Chris Crickey with 4, Spencer Lewis with 3, and Alex Hage with 2. Kennedy also had 9 rebounds. Yes, and Spencer Lewis with 3 points. Lewis, being on the radio here, it's tough for me to keep amazing stats here, but he took a lot of three-pointers that were in and out, rolled around the rim. He finally got one to go late in that second quarter, and it looked like it sparked not only him, but the rest of the team. So I'm curious when they come back out if those shots are going to start falling. This looks exactly like a game in this, you know, pandemic-shortened season that Norwich is on their third game, Cooperstown's on their first, and both teams haven't played in 11 months. That's exactly what it looks like. It looks like Norwich just has a little bit more of the rust kind of knocked off than Cooperstown. I think that's all it is. I think these are two very good teams, two teams that are even. If they play again in 2 weeks, which I think they do, I'll have to double-check that. The score could be completely opposite and different. So you just don't know. This season is certainly interesting. And if you're listening right now, you're thinking, I haven't been paying attention. How the heck are they playing high school basketball? Well, it's been a whirlwind. About 2 weeks ago, Governor Cuomo said he gave the green light for high-risk sports to start back up. And so since then, at the county level with the Department of Health, several athletic directors and Section 4 and school districts, this was a mad dash to try to make this happen. So far, they've been able to make it work. Everyone in the gymnasium has to wear masks. There are no spectators. Well, I should say Norwich is the only school that is allowing spectators, but they are all allowed just to sit in a certain area, and it's 2 spectators per athlete. Besides that, no one else is really allowing any spectators in except for a senior night, and they are streaming the games online. So a lot of places are just allowing video so that you can watch at home, and then we're trying to do as many games as we can as well on the radio to bring this to you as well. So it's an interesting time, but we're doing the best we can. All right, we're going to take another break. The third quarter will be starting up when we come back. It's the Norwich boys leading Cooperstown 30-16. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla. Open weekdays from 8 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays 8 to 1.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOSports.com. I did have one out-of-town score that I wanted to pass along here. Franklin girls defeat GMU 59-38 tonight. We did that game on Wednesday. They played again tonight over in Franklin. And Kayla Campbell, 33 points tonight for Franklin. She had 44 the other night, so 33 for Kayla. Congratulations to her on another good game. All right, so the Norwich boys leading 30-16 here over Cooperstown as we start the second half. And so the Norwich boys with the basketball. They're in the white uniforms with the purple trim, now going left to right as we switch ends of the floor. Pass went off the hands there of Mullen. And so Cooperstown will get it back. They are going right to left now. They're in the black uniforms with the orange trim. And so a behind-the-back dribble here for Will Weldon. Let's see if Cooperstown can cut into this lead a little bit. They go to Lewis. Lewis finds Weldon on the left side to the interior for Sensession. Turnaround shot won't go. Rebound. Skying up there was Andrew Mullen. Early in the third quarter, again, the Norwich boys leading at Cooperstown 30-16. Here's Thornton, wants to take it to the rim and does. It won't go. Rebound is right there for Keegan Franklin. Off the glass and good. Franklin doing a nice job on the inside with 7:20 to go here in the third. And here is Cricky, the lefty, takes it to the rim, puts it up and in. So Chris Cricky now with 6 points. Did not get to see him play a year ago because of the transfer rule. Could not get that situated, so he had to sit a year, and this will be our first look at the lefty guard for Cooperstown. 7 minutes to go in this third quarter. Little turnaround move on the interior for Logan Ford won't go. Kennedy with the rebound. That's number 10 on the boards for Kennedy. So our score is Norwich 32 and Cooperstown 18, but add three there for Lewis. Spencer Lewis hits his second three of the ball game, and it's Norwich 32, Cooperstown 21. Hawkeyes aren't going to go anywhere, that's for sure. 6:35 to go in the third. You know that they're going to fight back into this game. And they'll leave one off here for Carson Thornton. Had his pocket picked, and here comes Cooperstown. Quickly in transition, we're going to have a foul on Logan Ford as he got tied up there with Spencer Lewis in transition. And it is Norwich 32, Cooperstown 21. That's a tough break there for Norwich. I think they were going to have a pretty good look at a breakaway layup, and then Ford just got tied up there with Lewis. They had a big collision near midcourt. And so Sensession will be inbounding the basketball. I don't think Coach Lambert is too pleased about that. Hard to tell with the masks on. You can't tell if someone's smiling, if they're scowling. Who knows? So Cooperstown with the basketball again, going right to left there in the black with the orange trim. And Cricky tries to take it to the interior. Boy, we're going to have a foul on Sensession. And he spent most of the first half on the bench for Cooperstown because he was in foul trouble. They're going to get him there for an illegal pick. That's his fourth. So Sensession, no points and four fouls. That's tough for Cooperstown. I think Coach Lambert's going to leave him in. 6:15 to go in the third. It is Norwich 32, Cooperstown boys 21. Norwich with the basketball. Carson Thornton will now leave it off here for Torin Lawrence. Lawrence for Keegan Franklin tried to loft it up, and he was fouled with 6:04 to go in the third. And so Keegan Franklin will head to the line. And so Franklin will settle in here to shoot two. Let's look at our scoring leaders for both teams. Torin Lawrence with 10 and Keegan Franklin with 7 for Norwich. He's trying to add to his total here. Franklin's first shot rolls around the rim and rattles out at the rim about 5 times. On the other side for Cooperstown, you have Spencer Lewis and Chris Cricky with 6 apiece and John Kennedy with 7 for the Hawkeyes. Kennedy also with 10 rebounds. Keegan Franklin's second shot is good. So Franklin now with 8 points for Norwich, and the Norwich boys lead 33-21 with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Pass to the interior, turnaround shot here for Kennedy. Foul was on the floor as Kennedy was turning around for that little signature baby hook. Foul will be on Norwich. That will be on Logan Ford, his third, team's second. 5:55 to go in the third. Cooperstown will inbound the ball. They go to Kennedy. Turnaround shot is short, and Ford with a rebound. Now for Carson Thornton. Thornton quickly in transition, trying to move for Norwich. Throws one up off the glass. A crazy shot won't go. Hawkeyes with the loose change here as they pick it up. Lewis in transition for 3. Left it short. Kennedy, a rebound. Got it ripped out of his hands, though, by Carson Thornton. And bodies go flying everywhere with 5:38 to go in the third. They're going to call a foul here on Norwich. And the Cooperstown bench likes it. The Norwich bench doesn't. So our score, Norwich 33, Cooperstown 21. Foul is going to be there on Carson Thornton, his first, team's third. Team foul situation, Norwich with three, Cooperstown with two. So Cooperstown will hold on to the basketball, and this will be Cricky on the baseline. Looks to get it in. And they'll work it up to the top of the key, but it's stolen right back by Carson Thornton. A breakaway layup is good. Great read there by Carson Thornton to steal it and then go down and dump it in for two. And it's a 14-point lead for the Purple Tornado. Norwich leads 35-21 with 5:20 to go in the third. Here is Cricky off a screen. The lefty for Coop fires it up from the foul line. No good. Does chase down his own rebound, but a big collision there. And the official went into the stands as well. Boy, Torin Lawrence and Chris Cricky were both going for the ball, and the official, I think, tried to back away and then might have got his foot caught there on that bleacher. He went backwards into the bleacher. Everybody was flying there for a second, but everybody appears to be okay. That was quite the series. 5:10 to go here in the third. It is Norwich leading 35-21 over the visiting Cooperstown boys. An interesting matchup here between these two tonight. Two teams you would not normally see play each other in a regular season. Kennedy off the miss. He'll put it up and in. Kennedy with 11 rebounds. He's now got 9 points. And that was Hage who missed that shot, but Kennedy was there to pick it up and deposit it in. 35-23, long time to go in this game, and Cooperstown is not dead yet. A reach-in foul here on Spencer Lewis. He's frustrated. I do think it was a good call, though. It looked like he got a pretty good piece there of Carson Thornton. Coach Lambert wants to take a timeout with 4:45 to go in the third. And that's going to be the third foul on Spencer Lewis as well. We'll take a break. It's Norwich boys leading Cooperstown 35-23 midway through the third quarter. We'll be back on CDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi has been a part of the community, standing by you through challenging times since 1839. We want to assure you that we are prepared to assist our customers during the COVID-19 outbreak. Feel free to take advantage of our internet banking, mobile deposit, and bill pay applications available from the comfort of your home. If you have any questions, please call or stop by any branch. All branch locations will have their lobbies open for regular hours. You can also find more information at the Delaware National Bank of Delhi website at dnbd.bank. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, standing by you through challenging times since 1839.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, we're back underway. Norwich with the basketball with 4:35 to go in the third quarter. Here's Torin Lawrence, a straightaway three off the side of the rim, and that is Cricky with the rebound. And Cooperstown trying to work it ahead, but Cricky lofted that one up, and it was way over the head of a streaking Will Weldon. And out of bounds it goes. 4:30 to go in the third quarter. It's Norwich 35 and Cooperstown 23 here in this boys matchup tonight at Norwich High School. Here is Carson Thornton as Norwich goes left to right there in the white uniforms with the purple trim. And Thornton a straightaway three. Bang! Big time three there for Carson Thornton, and he has 8 points. And that pumps up that Norwich lead to 38-23 with 4:05 to go in the third. Hawkeyes with the basketball. Weldon at the top of the key, directing traffic. Wants a screen there from Kennedy at the right elbow. Now they'll leave one off for Cricky. His shot no good. Have a foul underneath here, it looks like. With 3:54 to go in this third quarter. Either that, no, I think they're just saying that the ball was out of bounds as they were wrestling and scrambling for that ball on the baseline. Last touch by Cooperstown, so Norwich will get it back. 38-23 with 3:50 to go here in the third quarter. Thornton, dribble drive into the paint. Good. Back-to-back buckets here for Carson Thornton. He now has 10. That's tied for the team high with Torin Lawrence. And the senior guards getting it done here for Norwich with 3.5 to go in the third. Norwich leading 40-23. Now work one back up here. Boy, body's just getting tangled up down low. Kennedy flailing for a rebound, couldn't get it, fighting again for it here, and Keegan Franklin will come away with it. Boy, bodies are just colliding underneath there as Norwich is doing everything they can to throw some bodies at John Kennedy. Norwich comes away with the basketball that time. Here is Carson Thornton with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. And here is Thornton again wants a three ball, top of the key. Kennedy might have got a piece of that, flicked out of bounds, going to go back to Cooperstown. He didn't get his finger on it, but he did alter it. That was an air ball by Thornton, out of bounds and back to Cooperstown. All the credit to Norwich. I think they've done a good job on John Kennedy tonight. They've gone at him. He's gotten a couple of blocks. Yes, he has three blocks. He's done well on the glass, but they have frustrated him. They've kind of been circling around him, making it hard for him to get the ball. That's a good game plan. Coach Collier coming up with that, I'm sure. Spencer Lewis with the basketball now as Cooperstown trails 40-23 with 2:50 to go in the third. Here is Will Weldon at the top of the key. Weldon stops, pops, wants that shot. It's no good. Rebound for Torin Lawrence. Lawrence trying to use that speed, breaks out of there. Lawrence tries to go coast to coast to hit the back of the rim twice, wouldn't go down. Ball out of bounds back to Cooperstown. Lawrence did everything there but finish. He got the rebound, tried to take it coast to coast, but it just wouldn't go. Norwich still coming with that full court pressure. Cooperstown will get it in. Here's Cricky across midcourt in front of the scorer's table. Floats one over for Spencer Lewis. Dials up a three, left it short. It's an air ball. Torin Lawrence is there for the rebound again. One of the shortest guys on the floor has done great on the glass. Great court vision there. The pass ahead finds Keegan Franklin, who's into double figures now with 10. And Norwich leads 42-23 with 2:15 to go in the third. Weldon in the backcourt. Weldon across midcourt. Looking for options here. Directing traffic for this Cooperstown offense. Weldon will dish one for Spencer Lewis. Lewis to the right elbow and is fouled by Torin Lawrence. With a minute 57 to go in the third, and the Norwich boys leading Cooperstown 42-23. And Cricky will head to the bench, and Joseph Session will come back in. He's got those four fouls. He's going to have to be careful here tonight for Cooperstown. Carson Thornton will head to the bench for Norwich, and Caleb Turner will come back in. Both teams using a pretty good rotation of different players tonight. Cooperstown will get it inside. Sensession misses a right-handed layup. That was a tough angle. Keegan Franklin with a rebound, trying to go coast-to-coast. Shot from a weird angle was off the mark, and Cooperstown with a rebound. We got a track meet now. Torin Lawrence, a steal for Norwich. Wants to tank it in. Right-handed layup is good. Lawrence now with 12 points, and Norwich leads Cooperstown 44-23. With 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here is Weldon at the top of the key. Weldon holding on to it, gets double teamed and a foul on Norwich. As that was Lex Janute and Caleb Turner trying to tie him up. Boy, it's been a physical game between these two, that's for sure. Kennedy's going to go to the bench, and coming in will be Ian Quinn here for Cooperstown. With a minute 28 to go in the third quarter. And this will be Will Weldon looking to inbound the basketball. He finds Joe Sensession as Cooperstown goes right to left. Sensession finds a slashing a Cooperstown player. Let's see who that was. Fouled down low. It was Alex Paulson. And he will be headed to the charity stripe. With a minute 23 to go in the third, and Norwich boys leading Cooperstown 44-23. And so Paulson will step into the line looking for his first points of the evening. Paulson's first shot is no good, an air ball from the line. Norwich goes back to the bench again. Franklin will get a breather. And checking in will be Carter Van Houten. Second shot coming from Paulson at the line. Left it short. Rebound for Torin Lawrence again. Lawrence is off to the races. Wants to take it right to the rim. Floating in the air. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound for Cooperstown. Lewis trying to go coast to coast and is fouled by Lex Janute. So here's our team foul situation. That's eight now on Norwich and three for Cooperstown. And so heading to the line, I believe, will be Spencer Lewis here. Yes, this will be a 1-1 for Lewis, who has 6 points on those 2 3-pointers. Buck 12 here to go in the third. And so he will settle in for this 1-1. Actually, no, it's going to be two shots here. Little delay here. There was something on the floor that they wanted to clean up before we had our foul shots here for Spencer Lewis. Everything taken care of now, so Lewis will settle in. His first shot is good at the line, so Lewis now has 7. And second shot coming here for Cooperstown's Spencer Lewis. One of 10 seniors on this Cooperstown team. Lewis now has 8 points, and it's 44-25 with a buck 10 to go here in the third quarter. So here is Torin Lawrence across midcourt as Cooperstown settles in on defense, trying to get a stop. Lawrence will kick one into the corner for Lex Janute on the left wing side, and foul underneath here on Cooperstown. This has been a tightly called third quarter for sure. Foul is going to be on Weldon, his second, team's fourth. And so on the baseline, Norwich will be inbounding the basketball. They'll work one in for Eli Craddock. Craddock works one back out. A long shot here for the Purple Tornado is no good. Shot there was from Caleb Turner. Lex Janute with a rebound, and he was fouled. So Cooperstown's quickly catching up in the foul department. Norwich has 8, and Cooperstown has 5. Boy, that's Sensation. Oh, boy. I couldn't see who it was on at first. Sensation fouls out of this game with no points. And that has been a killer here tonight. Right from the opening tip, Sensation got that weird foul called on him where he got his feet tangled up. I mean, literally 3 seconds into the game, and since then it has just been not his night. So that's a tough night there for Cooperstown's Joe Sensation. 50 seconds to go in the third, and the Norwich boys lead Cooperstown 44-25. And so Norwich will be inbounding the basketball late here in this third quarter with Torin Lawrence. Lawrence will look to work it in. Floats one up top for Lex Janute. 45 seconds to go in the third. Here is Janute. Dribbles to the left side and finds Torin Lawrence. Lawrence to the high post for Craddock. Turnaround shot is good for Eli Craddock. And he has 4 points. And it's 46-25 with 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here is Lewis in the backcourt. Comes across the midcourt timeline as Cooperstown goes right to left. Lewis to the high post. Finds Paulson. Now back to Lewis in the left wing corner. They'll find Will Weldon to reset the offense. Shot clock is off. 15 seconds to go, third quarter. They find Lewis in the corner. A deep three in and out. And a rebound for Lex Janute with 10 seconds left for Norwich. Streaks down the middle of the floor. Janute trying to go coast to coast. Missed the left-handed layup. Van Houten with a rebound. Looking to put it up. Can't do it. Ball flying all around, and finally the buzzer sounds. Van Houten had it, and then it was kind of juggled up in the air between a couple of different players, but finally the horn sounds, and that'll do it for the third quarter. Norwich boys lead Cooperstown 46-25. We'll be right back on CDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi has been a part of the community, standing by you through challenging times since 1839. We want to assure you that we are prepared to assist our customers during the COVID-19 outbreak. Feel free to take advantage of our internet banking, mobile deposit, and bill pay applications available from the comfort of your home. If you have any questions, please call or stop by any branch. All branch locations will have their lobbies open for regular hours. You can also find more information at the Delaware National Bank of Delhi website at dnbd.bank. The Delaware National Bank of Delhi, standing by you through challenging times since 1839.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. A straightaway three here for Cooperstown to start this fourth quarter is off the mark. Out of bounds is going to go back to Norwich. And so our score is 46-25. The Norwich boys on top of Cooperstown here at Norwich High School tonight. Norwich will get the basketball in. And Torin Lawrence gets tied up in the backcourt with Will Weldon. 46-25 the score. Boy, these two teams scrapping here for sure. For two teams that have never really played each other. You know, there's no rivalry here. There's no history. But just two teams that are getting after it here and scrapping a little bit. So 7:44 to go in this fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream's courtesy of SFCU. A big thank you to them. Weldon and Torin Lawrence again get tied up on the sideline here, and that's the same two that just went head-to-head a second ago. And again, it's hard to tell with the masks on. Is there a little trash talking going on out there? Hard to see. It looks like there is. trying to tell by the facial expression from the mask up. 7:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Norwich with the lead, and it makes sense. I think Cooperstown is frustrated here tonight. This is not how anybody was expecting this game to go, especially if you were on the Hawkeyes' side. Torin Lawrence in the corner for three. Says, you want to be physical with me? Fine, I'll hit the three ball on you. He's got 15. Hits that from the corner. Lewis trying to answer back for Cooperstown, and it won't go. And a rebound underneath there from Eli Craddock, or excuse me, from Alex Paulson, got tied up with Craddock. 7:20 to go in the fourth. And it's Norwich leading 49-25. Cooperstown showing a lot of heart, trying to chip their way back into this game. Here's Kennedy underneath. Floats one off the glass. It won't go. He's got the rebound, but he gets fouled on the way back down. Kennedy with 9 points and 12 rebounds, unofficially by my count here. So that's going to be 4 fouls on Torin Lawrence now. And that's 9 team fouls on the Purple Tornado. So Kennedy will head to the line. Be interested to see what John Kennedy chooses for his future in college and where he will decide to go. Got talking with Coach Lambert before the game a little bit about that, but we didn't get into a ton of detail, so we'll have to keep doing some digging on that. Kennedy's first shot is up and good. He now has 10, so he's into double figures. A double-double tonight for Kennedy, very quietly, and we haven't seen any thunderous dunks or anything like that that we're used to seeing. And so Kennedy will step back into the line here for his second shot. John came back to playing basketball after a brief break. Second shot for Kennedy is no good. He did wrestle 1 year. His older brother, Owen, was just fantastic as well. John came back to the game and has really worked on his skills and, again, was a huge piece of the state championship team 2 years ago. 49-26 the score. Here is Norwich. Oh, a great play there. Carson Thornton drew Kennedy in. He thought he was going to have the block, and Thornton dumped one off for Logan Ford, who had the easy wide-open left-handed layup, and it's 51-26. Norwich boys on top of Cooperstown. Pull-up jumper here for Cricky is good. And Chris Cricky now with 8 points, and it's 51-28 with 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Torin Lawrence on the far side of the floor again, kind of getting roughed up there by those Cooperstown guards a little bit as Lewis and Weldon came in for the trap there with 6:40 to go in the fourth quarter, and again a 51-28 score. And it's going to be a long fourth quarter, folks, as Norwich has 9 fouls. Cooperstown has 7, so we're going to be seeing a lot of foul shooting the rest of the way. First shot is in and out there for Torin Lawrence. Rebound is picked up by Cooperstown. Good job in there by Alex Paulson. Make sure you stay tuned for our post-game show as well, as Will Weldon fires up a shot, can't get it to go. Kennedy, 2 rebounds in a row here, but could not get the shot to go, and will head to the line. So Kennedy with 14 rebounds now. Yeah, make sure you stay tuned for the post-game show. We'll give out our 3 awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose. Logan Ford now with his 4th foul. He was looking around. He thought maybe that should have been on Kennedy. But Kennedy will head right back to the line here. 10 points and 14 rebounds for John Kennedy. First shot at the line for Kennedy is good. So he's got 11. So weird with less fans or no fans in these gyms. When there's a foul shot, I just feel like my voice is echoing through the through the gymnasium here. And I'm trying to be as respectful as I can to the guys at the line. Eli Craddock will check in now for Norwich. And Ford will head to the bench. Second shot here for Kennedy is good. So John now with 12 points and 14 rebounds. Again, pretty quietly here tonight for the Cooperstown Hawkeyes. 6:23 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Norwich 51 and Cooperstown 30. It looked for a time there in that third quarter that Cooperstown was going to come back. And I think they had cut it down to just around that 10-point mark. And looked like they had some momentum, but then Norwich a couple of shots, and they've played very well here in the second half as well. The guards have just done a good job of handling this pressure that Cooperstown likes to throw at you. Here is Carson Thornton, and he'll get a traveling violation. Tried to stop and pop at the foul line there, but kind of had to shuffle his feet as Kennedy was coming out, and I think he thought about it just a second too long and shuffled his feet. So 6:14 to go in the fourth quarter. It is 51-30. And here is Cooperstown coming back down the floor. Cricky left-handed jumper from the right elbow was no good. Rebound for Norwich. Here's Keegan Franklin trying to take it to the rim. It was blocked there by Cricky, but a foul, and this will be Keegan Franklin going to the line. Scoring summary for Norwich, Lawrence with 15, Thornton with 10, and Franklin with 10. So a good balance. And so Cricky is going to pick up the foul. That's going to be the eighth team foul on Cooperstown, 10 on Norwich. So we're going to have a technical foul here as well on Norwich. And the official is going over to talk with Tom Collier. He's confused. Not sure who the technical foul was on. Coach Collier appears to be okay now after he got an explanation. And so Kranick was whistled for the technical foul. I think maybe this goes back to all the physical play that was underneath, and Kranick may have just gotten a little bit too physical. I think both sides have been kind of trying to stand up for their teammates, and so I think maybe that had something to do with that in there. We'll see. 6:02 to go here in the fourth quarter. And the score is Norwich 51 and Cooperstown 30. So we're going to have to work some things out here with these foul shots to get back underway. So again, thanks for joining us here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. So the foul shot here will go to Keegan Franklin. This is from the original foul when he was trying to take the ball to the rim, and he got blocked there by Cricky. First shot for Franklin is no good. And the second shot coming here for Keegan Franklin. Coach Collier still getting a little bit of an explanation. Now he is shaking his head. This is one thing in this new game, without fans and everything, we have not seen a lot of people getting after the officials. But Coach Collier letting his thoughts be known there. Franklin, it gets the first shot to go. The second shot. He's got 11. So now Cooperstown, I believe, is going to come down here and take their technical foul shots. So we'll see who Coach Lambert says is going to take these. Looks like it will be Spencer Lewis. So Lewis is going to settle in with our score. Norwich 52 and Cooperstown 30. Again, still 6 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Lewis, first shot, it won't go. It's been that kind of a night for Lewis and for Cooperstown. Second shot coming here for Spencer Lewis at the line, and this one, good. So Lewis now with 9 points. So Cricky has 8, Lewis with 9, John Kennedy with 12 for Cooperstown. And they're giving Lewis a third foul shot here. He puts that one up and in. So he's got 10. So there must have been a foul and the technical. And so Lewis hits another one. So he goes 3 out of 4. That makes it 52-33, so we've worked all that out after the free throw shooting contest that we just had. So Franklin got to shoot the two foul shots down there. Then there must have been a foul and a technical. It was all on the far side of the floor. My apologies there for not seeing it. It was after the play. I was more focused on where the ball was, and it was kind of behind the play. So Lewis goes 3 out of 4 on shooting those foul shots, and we're finally back to playing basketball. Lewis takes it to the rim, shoots right through two defenders, puts it up and in, and Lewis is now the leading scorer for Cooperstown. He's got 13, and it's 52-35. Still a lot of time left in this game, folks. 5:45 to go in this fourth quarter. Norwich with the basketball. Here is Carson Thornton going left to right. Norwich is in the white unis with the purple trim. Cooperstown's in the black with the orange trim. And here is Norwich with the basketball. Nice pass from Lex Janute. Finds Logan Ford. Couldn't get it to go. His second shot is blocked away by John Kennedy after he got the rebound. That's 4 blocks for Kennedy. Norwich came away with the basketball, though, off the block with 5:15 to go in the fourth. Thornton on the left side of the floor. Thornton with a little crossover. Gets into the paint, blocked by Kennedy again, out of bounds. That's 5 blocks for Kennedy. With 5:09 to go here in the fourth, the ball still in the possession of the Norwich Purple Tornado. I'm Nate Lowe. Thanks for listening tonight on WCDO. And a big thank you to Jim Tomeo. He's our in-game producer back at our Sydney Main Street studios. 5:05 to go in the fourth. And Torin Lawrence has the basketball now for Norwich. Again, going left to right. He's willing to choose some clock here. 10 on the shot clock. He goes to the high post for Logan Ford. Turnaround shot is short. Hit the front of the rim like a bullet. But a rebound for Norwich. They've done such a good job on the glass here tonight. And they'll keep this possession alive. 4:45 to go in the fourth. Cooperstown not really pressuring here on defense, letting Norwich work it around a little bit. Lawrence now back at the top of the key, 15 on the shot clock. Chewing up some precious time here. Lawrence to the left side, in front of the Norwich bench. Pulls it back out. Wants this one-on-one. Throws it into the corner for Janute. A deep three for Janute is off the rim and no good. A block here by Kennedy as Logan Ford brought it down. Tried to put it right back up. And Kennedy said, no, no. That's six blocks now for Kennedy. 12 points, 14 rebounds, six blocks. With 4:23 to go here in the fourth quarter. And Norwich leading 52-35. And they'll work it into Torin Lawrence in the right wing corner. Again, he'll pull it out. They got a fresh shot clock to work with. And they are just keeping the basketball out of Cooperstown's hands. Janute again, same spot, left side corner for three. It's short, and this time Cooperstown windexes the glass. They're back up the floor. They lost it out of bounds. But we're going to have a foul on Carson Thornton as he tried to steal that away. So with 4:09 to go in the fourth quarter, here is the team foul situation. Norwich already has 10, so Cooperstown's going to be shooting the double the rest of the way. And Cooperstown has 8 team fouls. So the Hawkeyes will settle in at the line. First shot is up and good for Sam Grigoli, his first points of the evening. Second shot coming here for Grigoli at the line. And this one is good for Sam Grigoli. Makes it 52-37. If Cooperstown could get a couple of turnovers and some buckets, they could be right back in this game. Norwich trying to hold that off from happening. Lex Janute will work it back out. Left wing side, tries a crossover, almost had his pocket picked, but safely lofts one over to Carson Thornton. 20 on the shot clock, 3:50 to go fourth quarter. Thornton into the purple paint, shot is up and good for Carson Thornton, and he has 12. And it's 54-37 with 3:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Spencer Lewis pulls from NBA range straight away, and it's good. And Spencer Lewis now has 16. Boy, that one was deep. And it's 54-40 with 3.5 to go. Norwich with the basketball. And Thornton dishes one off down low. Finds Keegan Franklin up and in. Franklin with 12 points. With 13. And what a great dish there from Carson Thornton. He has been doing a great job passing the rock around tonight. 3:10 to go in the fourth. It's Norwich 56 and Cooperstown 40. Spencer Lewis is going to need a couple more of those three-pointers to get the Hawkeyes back into this ballgame. He goes to the high post to Kennedy. Kennedy dishes one off, leaves it for Alex Hage. Back out for Paulson. Paulson finds Cricky. Cricky comes off a screen. Late in the shot clock, has to force one up. It's an air ball, and Torin Lawrence with the rebound. 2:45 to go in the fourth quarter. And Norwich is in control, ahead 56-40. Thornton over the midcourt timeline. And Norwich is very content to try to work this ball around and choose some clock. And Cooperstown is not really pressuring as much as I thought they would. Just as I say that, they do get a steal. It's tipped away there by Alex Hage and into the hands of Kennedy. So Cooperstown back up the floor. They're going to need a bucket on this possession to have a chance with 2:15 to go. Lewis back out, getting pressured here by Lex Janute. Lewis into the corner, finds Cricky. Now back to the top of the key for Alex Paulson. We hit 2 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, and the ball is out of bounds off the hands of Lewis. And we'll go back to Norwich, and Lewis looks tired and frustrated over there. It's just tough. You know, a lot of these guys have not been able to play any sports for the last 11 months. And they're just working their way back in. First game for Cooperstown. They will knock the rust off. I have no doubt that John Lambert will get this team as polished up as he can in the next couple of weeks for how many ever games they are able to get in. Cooperstown actually will have a chance to get right back after it tomorrow. They will be on the road at Edmiston. The Cooperstown girls are at Edmiston at 3 o'clock, and the boys are there at 5 o'clock. And I'll be there as well for some Twitter updates. You can follow me on Twitter by searching my handle at Nate Lull or going to WCDOsports.com. Everything that I tweet also goes right on WCDOsports.com. So you can follow us for those updates tomorrow. And then on Sunday, we'll be back on the radio for a 2 p.m. tip-off. Oneonta Girls at Unitigo. Join us about 1:45 or 1:50 for the Butler Auto pregame show. 1:45 to go in this fourth quarter, and the Norwich boys leading 56 to 40. And so we have a foul on Norwich, so Cooperstown will be heading to the line. And stepping in will be Jason Frenari. And he will be shooting two. So Frenari settles in. And his first shot at the line is no good. Second shot coming here for Cooperstown. Norwich boys will be off for the weekend, and we'll get back to it next week. Boy, if you look at next week's schedule, there's a lot of games every night of the week, that's for sure. Right now, the next game for the Norwich boys will be at Oneonta on Tuesday, but a lot of these games are subject to change between weather and just the ever-changing schedule with COVID and everything. Games are changing constantly, so make sure if you're looking to watch any of these games, that you check the schedule as often as you can, because things are changing fast. Frenari misses the second one, but Paulson scoops up a rebound, fires one into the corner, a three off the back of the rim for Ian Quinn, a rebound for Norwich, and streaking down the floor, up and in is Anthony Raganisi, and his first bucket is a layup on the right-hand side. He's fouled and will go to the line, looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. So Anthony Raganisi with his first bucket. Good job by Lex Janute tonight here as he gets subbed out. And Norwich getting some of the reserves into the game here with a minute 31 to go. Raganisi cannot get the foul shot to go. Does get his own rebound somehow, and it's fouled again and will head right back to the line. So it looks like both teams have all their starters. Yes, all the starters are out of the ball game for both sides, as Norwich leads 58-40 with a minute 28 to go in this fourth quarter. Raganisi's first shot on this trip to the line is good. So Raganisi now with 3 points, making the most of his time coming off the bench here for head coach Tom Collier. A lot of smiles on that Norwich bench tonight. Raganisi's second shot no good, and the rebound loose on the floor. We're going to have a jump ball. The arrow will keep it with Norwich with a buck 26 to go. Again, stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll have our three awards, offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, Morabito Gresham Insurance, and ACCO Brands of Sydney. Norwich will get it in. Here's Raganisi. He's got that magic touch. Has he got some more? Yes, he does. Raganisi with a floater in the purple paint makes it 61-40. And on just that trip alone, since the ball has been down here, he had 5 points. Here is Cooperstown trying to get it into the interior, but it was knocked away by Norwich. And here's Raganisi again. So we hit 1 minute to go in the fourth quarter. And Norwich will pass it down low. A missed layup here by Ben Corbin and a rebound for Cooperstown. And Cooperstown will try to get right back to it tomorrow. As I said, they'll be playing at Edmiston at 5 o'clock. Should be a good matchup, as Edmiston is 2-0 in this early part of the season. Josh Martin had 36 points in their opener against UV, and then 23 points last night as they defeated Unadilla Valley again on back-to-back nights. The first night went to overtime. And so Edmiston getting two victories, one on the road and one at home. And then they will have Cooperstown tomorrow. Again, the girls' game will be at 3, and the boys' game will be at 5. Cooperstown girls were hosting Norwich tonight, and I don't have a final score on that, but it was a runaway victory for the Norwich girls, who improved to 3-0. That team brought a lot of talent back, and boy, they just come after you with that pressure constantly, that full court press, and they just like to run and run and run. Raganisi at the line here. He goes 1 out of 2. He's got 6 points. 37 seconds to go, fourth quarter. It's 62-40. Norwich boys leading Cooperstown. Cooperstown with the basketball, trying a running jumper here is Frenari. It's no good. Back down the floor for Norwich. And Trent Wessels. Wessels will work it out. 20 seconds to go. Shot clock is off. And Norwich is just going to eat up the rest of this time here. And this looks like it could be our final score, barring somebody throwing up a Hail Mary here. So again, thank you for joining us here tonight. The Norwich boys looking much better than they did earlier in the week against Shenango Forks, and I think Tom Collier has to be very pleased with this effort tonight. Stay tuned for the post-game show. Final score, Norwich 62, Cooperstown 40. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best covered Tri-County area. ACCO brand supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back one last time to Norwich High School tonight as we get into our postgame show here. The Norwich boys come away with a 62-40 victory over visiting Cooperstown here tonight. Before we get into our three awards, let's go through our scoring summary here. First for Cooperstown, they were led by Spencer Lewis with 16 points. He got hot there in the second half, so Lewis with 16. I had Kennedy with 12 points, 14 rebounds and 6 blocks for the big man, 6'8", John Kennedy for Cooperstown. I thought Norwich did a good job against him tonight. They really did. Chris Crickey, the newcomer here for Cooperstown, with 8 points. And then I had 2 points for Sam Grigoli and 2 for Alex Hage. Very balanced scoring on the other side for Norwich tonight, led by 15 points from Torin Lawrence, 13 from Keegan Franklin, 12 from Carson Thornton, 6 from Anthony Raganese, 5 from Andrew Mullen, 5 from Logan Ford, 4 from Eli Craddock, and 2 from Lex Janute. So good balanced scoring, 3 guys in double figures there tonight for the Purple Tornado. All right, let's get into our 3 awards. First will be the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. I'm going to go with Torin Lawrence tonight. I thought those 15 points, a team high for Norwich, were very key, and he was just everywhere tonight. He was scrappy. He was good on the floor. He was good handling the ball, great passing. But I thought those 15 points were key. Hit some big shots, especially early in the game and then late in the game to seal it up. So Torin Lawrence from Norwich is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. Next up is the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'm going to go with John Kennedy tonight from Cooperstown. Had those 6 blocks. You know, he's got the double-double going with the 12 points and the 14 rebounds. So we will give that one tonight to John Kennedy, our Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award tonight. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Let's give that tonight to Keegan Franklin of Norwich. He had those 13 points. I thought he was key on the inside with on the glass. He did a good job against John Kennedy tonight. I think a runner-up would be Carson Thornton. He was excellent as well. But we'll go with Keegan Franklin tonight from Norwich for our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. Of course, ACCO is a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area and is based in Sydney. All right, that's going to do it. The next time we'll be on the radio is on Sunday afternoon, the Oneonta Girls at Unitego at 2 o'clock. Join us for the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show at about 1:45 for that contest. So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He was our in-game producer, and he'll be back with me on Sunday as well. So a big thank you to Jim. And again, you can tune in tomorrow. I'll have my Twitter updates as the Cooperstown boys and girls will be at Edmiston. And we're trying to keep up with all the scores and stats from all our local games. So make sure to check out our Twitter feed at WCDOsports.com. All right, that's going to do it. Again, our final score, Norwich 62, Cooperstown 40. We will see you on Sunday, my friends, right here on WCDO Sports.
Great music, informative news, and local information. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
WCDO.
seems like just yesterday, you were a part of me. I